any type of sales, there's often a situation where the customer is buying from one of your competitors who happens to be that customer's friend. They have a relationship, oftentimes a very good relationship. They're friends as families, they go out together as couples, they might play golf together, even go on vacations together. So you look at this scenario and you say, I don't have a chance, I'm not even going to waste my time here. That's a huge mistake. Let's look at this in the dating world. If there was ever somebody that you really, really wanted to go out with, maybe you met this person and you go, man, she's the one. She's the one, but she's dating John. But you know what? I like her so much, I'm going to develop a relationship with her anyway. And this relationship is usually the one where you say, you know, I really like you, Mary, or Sally, or whatever your name is. Make something up. But I know you're committed to John, but let's be friends. We could be friends. We have similar interests. I like you. You like me. Let's be friends. And I like John, by the way. John's a great guy. See, that's one of the things. You build a relationship, and you let that person know that you like your competitor. You like the person that they like. And here's the reality. Even in a dating relationship, if you've ever had a friend maybe who was dating somebody else, sometimes there might be a situation where that person, the person of your dreams, can't talk to John, can't talk to her boyfriend or the person who is her significant other. She can't talk to him about things that she would feel comfortable talking to you about. You see, you have a different relationship. It's the same thing with your customers. You see, your competitor, even though he's a great friend to that customer, there's probably a good chance that he or she cannot provide everything because no company has everything. No salesperson has the same level of expertise in every area as every other salesperson. So what you want to do is you want to play to your strengths. What can you offer the customer that your competitor, who is a close friend, can't offer them? And always, always say good things about your competitor. Because you got to remember, your competitor is friends with the customer. If you even hint at saying a bad thing about them, they're going to think that it's just sour grapes because you're trying to undermine their business. Be a real person and become a friend to that person as well. You might never reach the level of friendship that your competitor has, but you will be seen as a valuable asset to that customer. And when opportunities open up, and trust me, they will, if you're patient, you are going to have the opportunity not only to get your foot in the door, but to develop a business relationship with that person and perhaps that person's whole organization. So embrace your customers' friends, even if they're your competitors. You get what I'm talking about here? Thanks for stopping by. I'm Mace Haroff.